Hello there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. We really appreciate you coming and listening. If it's your first time, double thanks. It's great to have new people listening and to be able to tell something of the great news of the message of the Bible and of faith in God and of the work that God is doing in people's lives. I've not recorded a podcast for a couple of weeks now. Really intended to. I did one last week and it didn't come out well, so we weren't able to actually put that up on the site. And I have been in Scotland a couple of weeks working with youth camps and telling them something about the glorious message of the gospel of Jesus Christ and of the life-saving work that he did by his death on the cross and of the change that comes to individuals when they come to faith in him. Okay, let's get started for this week. I want to tell you really something that I've been talking to one of the camps about. It's a story. And maybe over the next couple of podcasts, I might just get into thinking about some historical stories that take us back a number of years, but actually of great significance for today. Let me tell you the story of Mary Jones. She was born in North Wales. She was born within sight of the Coed Iris Mountains. And if I don't pronounce names correctly, then you'll just need to forgive me because my Welsh isn't very good. But the nearest town to where she lived was a place which is called Aberganolwyn. And Mary was very smart and clever and yet had very little opportunities in life. The time she was born was in the 1700s, and she didn't have an education of any type until the age of 10. In fact, her folks were weavers, and they made cloth and went to the local market to sell it. But like so many people in Wales, indeed in the United Kingdom in those days, they went to the church or the chapel. Mary loved to go. She would persuade her mum to let her go. She'd carry the lantern for her in the evening. And, well, they didn't even have shoes on their feet, so they'd walk maybe a couple of miles to get to the chapel to listen to the Bible being read. And this really fascinated Mary. Mary was so fascinated with the Bible, she wanted one for herself. But that wasn't really possible in those days, for there weren't really Bibles to be had, and they were few and far between. But Mary, as she grew, she heard the message of Jesus Christ, that men and women were flawed, as we all know that's true, that they were sinners. She began to understand why that was the case. It was explained to her that God had sent his son, that he loved the world, that his son came not to condemn it, but to save it. She realised that Christ died for her sins upon the cross and that he rose on the third day. And Mary, as a girl of about 8 years of age, came to trust in the Lord Jesus, asked him to forgive her sins, cleanse her, make her different, fitter for heaven and help her in life. That's a wonderful thing to do, and I hope maybe as you listen to this broadcast and to other things like this or read the Bible for yourself, God would speak to you that you might understand that he loves you with a depth of love you could never understand. He has a purpose for your life. He has a purpose beyond this life in the great unending eternity in heaven for you. He does not want us to be rejecting him and go down to hell. And he died, he sent his son to die for us upon the cross so that we might know salvation. Mary learned that great fact, and she trusted in Christ. Now, when you get saved, there really should be an evidence in your life. There should be increased kindness and honesty, a desire to know God, a desire to live it out in your life, to show the love of God, to walk with God. Well, Mary was really like that. I can't, in this little short broadcast, tell you the whole of her story in detail. But she got a passion in her heart to have a Bible. About the same time, a man called Thomas Charles in the town of Bala, he was interested to put schools in different villages in Wales. It so happened that one day he decided to open a school in Aberganolwyn, and Mary's father was in the town and he heard about it and he enrolled her. And Mary would walk 2 miles to that town every day to go to school, to learn to read, to write, and boy, she was excited and it made a big difference in her life. Some neighbours of hers, 2 miles in another direction, Mrs. Evans the Farm, as she was known, she'd promised that if Mary could ever read, she could read her Bible in the farmhouse. So Mary, we started to go to the farmhouse on a Saturday afternoon to read the Bible. Boy, she loved the words. She loved to hear that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. She loved to read of Daniel and the lion's den of David and Goliath. She loved to read of God as he made the world in 6 days, of the journeyings and travels of the children of Israel, of how God is with them and never forsakes people who put their trust in him through their difficulties and circumstances. Mind you, she knew a lot about that. Her father wasn't well, old Jacob Jones didn't keep well, and she would work hard to go to school, to look after things at the house and to make things as easy for her father as possible. She was a kind soul, a true Christian in the way she lived. My story could take forever. I love to tell it. The boys and girls were enthralled as I was talking to them about it in Scotland, But really the bottom of this is that for 6 years, from the age of 10 to the age of 16, Mary Jones saved to buy a Bible. It was hard. Some years she hardly saved anything, for the little that she earned she would give to her mum and her dad because they were poor and things were tough. She did jobs like child minding, she looked after hens and chickens, she sold her eggs, she mended things, she picked up sticks for poor and disabled people who really couldn't do it themselves, and in their kindness they often would give her a penny or two, which wasn't much, but it added to her savings. After 6 years she determined she was now had enough money to go and buy a Bible. She asked where she could go, she was told it would have to be Bala, and Thomas Charles was the man to see. She walked most of that barefoot 25 miles to the town of Bala, and arriving there she met a man and his wife, and they very kindly, Mr. and Mrs. Edwards, invited her in and she stayed the night. He took her to Mr. Charles the next day, only to discover there were 3 Bibles he had in the house, but they were all promised to someone else. Mary was devastated. 6 years of saving, 25 miles of walking, and to get nothing. Mr. Charles, seeing her distress and being so impressed with the effort she'd put in to get a Bible, determined she would have one of those 3 and he would find another to replace it. But more than that, impressed in his heart was this: I need to do something to put Bibles in the hands of young people and children and adults. He went off to London, and with discussion with other men, he started the Home and Foreign Bible Society, and it has done a tremendous work putting the Bible into the hands of men and women, not just in Wales, but across the world. I wonder today, would you pick up a Bible and read the truth? Would you trust the God who gave it? Would you believe in the God who sent his Son that you might have eternal life and have peace with God? I'm really praying that you will. If we can help you further, you know, send me an email. It's stepcar61@gmail.com, or come back through the site and leave a message. May God richly bless you. Thank you for listening.